Please listen to copyright information and restrictions at the end of this recording. The content is the protected copyrighted property of the Murthy Law Firm.
Hello, travelers. I'm Aaron Finkelstein, Murthy Law Firm attorney with over 25 years of immigration law experience. Are you heading in or out of the U.S. and worried about your phone or laptop getting searched at the border? Can Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, search your phone at the border? Yes. Let's break down the actual CBP policy. No rumor, just facts from official government sources. Why does CBP want to check your device? Well, CBP has broad power to search your electronics, phone, laptop, tablets, for customs, immigration, law enforcement, and national security reasons. Their mission? Stop threats, enforce laws, and protect America's borders. And how do these searches work? Well, there's two types of searches. One is called a basic search, and the other is called the advanced search. How does the basic search work? CBP officers can do a basic search without a warrant, suspicion, or even your permission. They only review what's on your device, though. Think photos, messages, files, not your cloud or online accounts. Devices are typically put in airplane mode to make sure nothing from the cloud is accessed. Now, advanced searches are a bit different. If they have a reasonable suspicion of lawbreaking or a national security threat, things get ramped up. Advanced searches require pre-approval from a supervisor who has to be at least a GS-14 or higher, and they're usually supervised in person. Officers use special equipment to copy or analyze your device's data, but still can't access your cloud. Can they keep your device? Once they have it, can they keep it? Well, yeah, they can detain it for up to 5 days. However, longer hold periods require supervision sign-off, and every 7-day extension must be individually approved. If your device is taken, you'll receive a Form 6051D, or a custody receipt that they acknowledge that they took the device. Now, what if your device is locked or encrypted? What if it has some type of security feature? If your device is locked or encrypted, CBP can ask you for your password or fingerprint. You're not forced to give it, but refusal means your device may be held, or in some cases, the CBP officer may use it as a premise to refuse your admission. Passwords or credentials are deleted after CBP is done with the inspection, though, so keep that in mind. Now, what if you have sensitive or privileged information, like legal or medical files? The CBP must consult legal counsel and strictly protect, segregate, that means put to the side, and destroy your material unless the law requires them to keep it. And what if CBP finds evidence of a crime? If there's probable cause, CBP can seize and retain your device. They can share info with other government agencies, but only as allowed by law. If nothing illegal is found, all your information must be destroyed. Will you be told? Can you dispute it? CBP usually notifies travelers when searches occur and explain their rights, unless telling you would threaten national security on an ongoing investigation. Every search, detention, and transfer is fully recorded for transparency in their system and should be something that they can look up afterwards to justify what they've done. What are our final takeaways? CBP can search your device at the border even if they don't suspect wrongdoing, but they can't access your cloud, can't change your data, and have to follow strict procedures for deeper searches and sensitive information. Know your rights and know what to expect. Travel smart, everyone. Until next time, thank you.
Unauthorized recording or dissemination of these materials without prior permission is prohibited by law. Learn about our firm, how to engage our services, and more at www.murthy.com.